The commander of U.S. Strategic Command, Admiral Charles Richard, told lawmakers Tuesday that the landscape in terms of the nuclear threat that the United States is facing has changed significantly. He said for much of the past 2-3 decades, the U.S. has really been bracing itself and preparing for a potential nuclear confrontation with one nuclear adversary, and that would be Russia. He said that's no longer the case. And that China, in his words, is at some kind of inflection point and is on pace to double their nuclear stockpile by the end of the decade.
Now, you talk about extra deterrence that the admiral was calling for. Did he give any idea of what the United States was looking to develop?
The big argument has been, and what the commander of Strategic Command tried to emphasize to lawmakers, is the need for what's been called nuclear modernization. A lot of the U.S. nuclear arsenal is getting old. In some cases, it was designed, and you have systems that work in an environment that has nothing to do with the internet, because when they were built, the internet didn't exist. In the meantime, according to U.S. military officials, Russia has modernized its nuclear weapon stockpile. That's 80% complete. They say that the U.S. is right now at zero, and of course, China's nuclear capabilities are all new and being built right now. So that puts the U.S. at a disadvantage. The commander of Strategic Command said sometimes for his forces, which oversee the U.S. nuclear stockpile, it's like trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat to make sure that nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles are ready and able to go should they be needed. And again, this is all presented in terms of presenting adversaries like Russia and China with a credible deterrent. They used to talk about something called mutually assured destruction. If one country launches nuclear missiles and then the other country launches nuclear missiles, everything is destroyed. But the thing that prevents everybody from doing that is that they'll both be destroyed because they both have nuclear weapons. He says that deterrent is becoming less credible because often the U.S. simply doesn't have these weapons at their disposal because they're not ready to go. They need repair. They're missing parts, or they're simply just getting older. And the guarantee that they will work as effectively as they need to simply isn't there anymore.
Jeff, one last question. What about the discussions that Washington and Moscow have been having about their arms control treaty? Where does that play into this?
Well, what we heard from the military officials was that they welcome those types of arms control treaties, provided that they're verifiable. The difficulty, of course, and you saw this under the last administration, under former President Donald Trump, was a debate for how to do it, because most of the nuclear weapons treaties and the arms control treaties are between the U.S. and Russia. China is not covered under those treaties. So the debate has been whether or not you need to redo the U.S.-Russia treaties to include China, or if the U.S. and Russia should continue to work on arms control and then use a separate mechanism to bring in China. The military officials didn't weigh in on what they thought of that, only that the more arms control treaties, the more that you have treaties and mechanisms in place that can verifiably reduce the threat, the better.